It's that time of year also. The Service to America Medal finalists have been announced. That's right. Later this week, the finalists are going to be honored on Capitol Hill and Federal News Radio. We'll have in-depth interviews with finalists starting next week, both on the in-depth show as well as here on the Federal Drive. Joining us now with a preview of the work and the accomplishments of this year's finalists is John Palguda, Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tom and Amy.
And you and I ran into each other last night at the GEICO Federal Service Awards.
We did indeed, Tom, and you must be a little sleepy this morning.
Oh, never.
A couple late nights.
The sight of a microphone makes me jump for joy. I never lose it here. But your award program is much bigger and more extensive. Give us some highlights from this year's finalists.
Well, Tom, first of all, it's very appropriate that, yeah, this is Public Service Recognition Week, and we're hearing a lot of good news this week about the great work that federal employees do. From the story that you followed all day yesterday, the bringing Osama bin Laden to justice, the GEICO Awards last night, and this week we also announced the 34 finalists for the Service to America Medals, and this is going to be the 10th year that we've had finalists, and then later this September we'll announce the award winners in 9 categories. We've had over 270 winners and finalists so far. These 34 obviously push that to over 300. And of course they simply represent a much, much larger number of federal employees out there doing fantastic work. Again, this year we've got just some wonderful stories. We have a new category this year too, which we call our management excellence category. We had gotten some feedback from folks that, you know, there were people out there just managing fantastically, but there wasn't a clear category for them. So now we have one. And one nominee, just as an example, is Michael Smith at Homeland Security, who has saved U.S. taxpayers more than $750 million over 3 years by bringing together the buying power of those 22 major components within Homeland Security. You had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Tom and Amy, the USA Today article about the top-paid officials in federal employees in government being mainly doctors and attorneys and dentists, and they mentioned that article mentions VA and NIH. Well, two of our 34 finalists happen to be from NIH. One in the career achievement category it's the science and environment category, Bill Gall, who's director of the Undiagnosed Diseases Program at NIH, bringing together medical specialists from all across the spectrum to diagnose those mysterious diseases. Sounds like a television pilot. The other NIH finalist is Norm Coleman, who's Associate Director of Radiation Research Programs at NIH, and he developed a blueprint for the government to deal with the health consequences of radiological or nuclear terror attacks, and that information and knowledge has actually been lent and made useful to the Japanese government dealing with the radiation leaks from the nuclear power plant semi-meltdown after the tsunami.
And John, give us a little background on how these people come to be nominated and who picks them to be finalists.
Well, there's this is a nomination by the agencies. Anybody can nominate. We've had co-workers, we've had subordinates, we've had agency heads. But we put a call out for nominations every year, and agencies respond because they know they've got great people. We had over 400 nominations this year. And the screening process, which of course is very, very tough, is a two-phase process. We have teams of partnership staff members who take each category and they go through independently each individual, all the nominees in that category. Then there's debate and, as we compare one another, and there's no bad nominations. They're all fantastic, but we have to figure out who are the finalists. So we come up with typically four per category. We also have we have 9 categories. The 9th category is the career employee of the year, and we draw that from across the board. Then these 34 finalists, and we'll honor them at a breakfast on Capitol Hill this Thursday. These 34 finalists, who are already winners, will go to a blue ribbon panel, comprised of members of Congress and distinguished journalists and, agency, former and current agency heads and officials. And this blue ribbon panel, will take a look at the 34 and have the tough job of deciding who are the nine SAMMY winners, and then we'll have a black tie dinner in September, to which you and Amy will be invited. And then, you know, of course, throughout the year, we're going to tell the stories of these 34 and the nine final winners, because the whole point of this is to not only recognize these great folks, but to put a face on public service, to remind the American public what's being done for them by these federal employees.
John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. And John, before we let you go, and I've always wondered this blue ribbon panel, you change up the judges every year, is that right? And
that is correct.
How are they ever able to figure out who does better than someone else in any one category? I mean, really, these people are doing some amazing stuff. How can you pick a favorite?
It's really hard. It's really hard. They just have to, you know, that's why they get the big bucks. It's a volunteer panel. But, they just have to figure out, okay, in terms of, impact and so on, what speaks to them. And there's disagreements, but it's a consensus at the end. But yeah, you're right, Amy. It's a very tough job. All of these folks, deserve great credit and recognition. And I'm glad I'm not on that blue ribbon panel.
John Palguta is Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. Always great to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amy. And people can find out more about these folks, of course, on servicetoamericametals.org.
And I was going to say, we're going to link to that from our website, federalnewsradio.com, where you can also hear this entire interview.